from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Maybe we'll run the ball here, don't you think? Second and eight.
Yeah, I mean, 10 seconds. Let's see what we got.
Snap back. They won't run the ball. Good block by Guyton. Runs up the middle. 40, 45, midfield slides with 1 second left.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk some Cowboys and Raiders, because I know Barry Fish on the YouTube is going to have a heart attack if we don't talk 4 straight hours of preseason football.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm curious.
Thanks for listening, Barry Fish.
Yeah, try not to be. Never mind. All right. So is there anybody who you think, and I know we'll get to Trey Lance because that's what a lot of folks want to talk about, and I understand that. Is there anybody who you think inched closer or perhaps moved further away from making the roster? Because I think, I'm going to say this right, Deuce Vaughn got himself maybe back in the conversation, and it felt like he had fallen out of the conversation.
Yeah, Deuce Vaughn showed that he could be shifty again. The ability to make big plays is there, but I think the most important part is like there were a couple times whenever he moved the pile, you know, like there were times when he was tackled and pushed forward for a couple more yards, showed that he could be a short yardage guy there too. And the biggest thing he talked about too was just proving he could do pass protection. So those are two factors there. I'm not saying he looked like he was the next coming of Emmitt Smith or anything like that, but he wasn't there last week. He was there this week and he looked really good doing it. So yes, back in the conversation, my trio would probably be Zeke, Dowdle, and Deuce Vaughn. And I think Deuce Vaughn can give you some big plays at many different times. He could probably do it too. Kickoffs, kick returns, stuff like that, as a, you know, having two guys back there that can have that kind of shifty speed to go along with it.
On the flip side, Jalen Cropper, I know, is somebody who jumps to mind because of the
fumble.
Yeah, because of the drop on third down. And I wonder if he has moved himself. Actually, I'm kind of curious if that not only hurts his chances, but would they just go with five receivers?
I'm gonna take one more game to really start going looking
sure,
at that.
I
feel like I don't really think anybody separated themselves in that back portion of who. Name one, because Billy. Our T-Billy,
yeah, T-Billy.
I thought, hey, man, he's going deep on that one. And then still nothing. So I just don't think anybody's really separated themselves. McMath didn't look great in the first one.
He had
a couple really good plays in this one. So, hey, man, if any time we can get a McMath on the team, I'm happy. And Jalen Brooks really hasn't separated himself either. So, Kevin, I'm still in that vein of maybe there's another option out there that you could add to this group. But I'm not completely sold on any of the receivers that are trying right now.
And that's why I'm curious. I've seen lots of roster projections and stuff that have, you know, the Cowboys, hey, you're going to go 6 at wide receiver. And I just wonder if you're not wowed by any of them, even though I know Some of them were draft picks. If you're not wowed by any of them, do you not go longer on another position where you're like, I feel like there's actual competition that I need to stay on the team?
Yeah, you need
and go short at wide receiver.
You need depth at your defensive end spots right now, because there's been that's one of the positions too, Kevin. That I'm like, can we find a guy that's going to raise their hand and say I'm ready? Nealon's probably it right now for me. I like what I'm seeing out of Nealon. He looks big. He looks physical. He looks like, Mike says this a lot of times, he looks like an NFL player. He didn't look like a minor league football player. He looks like an NFL player with a lot of room to grow. So that's that position, too, where I'm like, I might need some more depth there. I would take it away from wide receiver to make some more space just because I don't know if I have it yet.
Yeah.
So that might be one of those spots. But I see what you're saying there, too. There are also a lot of linebackers that are like, hey, I want to be in this thing. Leofau's the one, dude. I know he's a rookie and likely going to be on the team anyway or being involved in some way. He's one of the guys that I'm saying he took that step to go, man, everything he's done in camp, everything he's done in games, just I'll give him a thumbs up on this. So that's one of my guys, Kevin, from the defensive side.
How important is it for Leofau, especially because people think of him as the person that could have been a running back? Like, not him, the player,
yeah,
but at the spot.
Yeah.
I know people were like, well, obviously you're going to go running back here, and they did not. And
what if he thinks about that? I bet that doesn't even cross his mind whenever he's out there. But I would love for him to be like, every time that's what he's thinking, he goes out to practice and he looks at, there's just a big RB in his locker, and he looks at it and he's like, I'm inspired to go out and be great today because everybody thinks I should have been a running back instead. Also, Kevin, two cornerbacks made names that I thought that were interesting. Obviously, Kamon Hall,
yep,
with his pick six for 69 yards. Nice.
Oh, nice.
And he was really good all game long, but Booth got beat deep. Here's what I didn't know, Kevin.
Okay.
As you were watching this game, because Booth got beat deep before we saw anything else from him. And then from there on, he continued to tackle everything he saw and played very good in coverage while playing zone, not straight man up. Did you ever forgive him for getting beat deep? Because I know how you are.
I did.
Okay.
Because of Bobby Belt. Not to be confused with Brandon Belt, yes, on the Rangers telecast. Because of Bobby Belt, who put out the following statistical tweet, which blew my mind. Andrew Booth, in 17 games last season, 7 solo tackles, 1 assisted tackle. Andrew Booth on Saturday night, 7 solo tackles, 1 assisted tackle. So he worked in a whole season of production into a preseason game. Now, could you argue that concerns you on the other side? Sure, I get it. But
you wouldn't have seen Nashawn Wright do that. It was a player for player swap.
No way.
And you look like you got a dude that you never saw that kind of outing from the other guy.
He recovered well from that. And that's one of the biggest things. I know we were talking about the closer earlier. One of the biggest things that we talk about in terms of defensive backs, specifically cornerbacks, you have to be able to have a short memory. And so I appreciate that after that, man, he was tackling all over the place.
Yeah. I don't really know that I have any other players that I would say lost their spot. It's interesting that Mozzie wasn't there considering the allergic reaction. I want to hear more about that. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of questions about that.
To football?
He had an allergic reaction to something else. I don't remember what it was.
I don't. Maybe it was to football.
I don't think that is the case.
He's allergic to football. Here's one of the guys, though, Kevin. Because last week, after we saw the video, I was like, that dude's gone. After he pushed over the Rams personnel person, yeah, Huggins. Then you see him out there this week, and he's chasing down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On quarterback, he never really got there because he's a defensive tackle, but he's chasing him down. I saw lots of hustle from him, and he was making people move too. I don't know if that was enough to get him there, but the defensive tackle rotation right now looks more competitive than I've seen it before, and that's promising because I feel like that's a competitive spot that needed to be competitive. Bringing in Jordan Phillips obviously gave them a little more push in this game, but there are some other guys that are like, hold on, I want to get my opportunity here.
Now, from the 6-7-8, we'll definitely try to track this down. Apparently, Sean Sharif this morning in the second segment might have said that Wanya Thomas was his boyfriend. Which
I thought he was your boyfriend.
Wanya Thomas is a great player, and I saw a couple of roster projections that don't have him on there, and I think that is just madness.
He's flashed around the football. He's shown that he can, you know, make plays on the ball. That's the conversation that that Hall said that Al Harris has with him all the time. If you aren't touching the ball every game, then you're not doing it right. And that's something that you see out of Wanya Thomas out of the safety spot. And he also comes up and makes some pretty big plays whenever he's near the line of scrimmage. Kevin, I'll be very honest. A lot of people that may have heard that interview with him when we were out in Oxnard might be like, hey, hold on, how did that come about? Kevin was like, I want to go talk to Wanya Thomas right now. Let's go do this. And so he went and sought him out because you've been watching him in practice and you were just in awe. I feel like over the last two preseason games here, Kevin, you've gotten the look of him going, maybe you're having a proud Brian moment where you're just like smiling because you're like, that's my guy right there.
Can only wish to replicate that amazing photo. And that's where I also wonder about players. Let's say a player like Julius Wood. Would you take a player like, and maybe this is something we asked Mickey, maybe this is something that we asked Broadus when he comes on the C block at 1 o'clock. Would you try to take a player like Julius Wood and squeeze out one of those wide receivers? That's just my basic fundamental question. And I know every team goes through this every single year. Would I go light on a position or, you know, maybe bare minimum at a position so I can stock up with some other players that I'm like, they have more value to this team. And Julius Wood is somebody that I'm curious about, undrafted free agent. It feels like maybe over the last 3 weeks, you've seen something from him to make you go, I would like to keep him around. And I understand the practice squad, and some people have already asked about a few different players being on the practice squad. I'm not dismissing that whatsoever. I just, you don't want to risk the John Ridgeway situation where you're like, hey, let's see if we can get to the practice squad. No, we can't. And then you lost him.
Well, a couple things. I'm going to probably say this as you ask questions like this. As cuts start to come along, and one more week, I want to see one more week of this. Because we've seen one, we've seen two. You've been able to see some guys have good and then bad. Some guys have bad and then good. Now, what's the next step on? Can they do it again? Like very much like Jack Leiter, like we do with him a lot of times. Okay, well, that was a good outing. Okay, that was a crappy outing. Which one's him?
Yeah.
You know, well, you got to really find that out. And Kevin, anything I can do, anything we can do to keep Snoop around is what I'm trying to figure out. How do we keep Snoop Connor on this team and give him some opportunities?
Yes. I talked about that in training camp. I realized the odds were long and probably still are long against him, but it seems like when he gets the ball in his hand, something happens. And then, Corey, I know you mentioned him earlier. I noticed Mina Kimes was tweeting about Marshawn Nealon as well.
Oh, really?
And so,
what'd she say?
She said, through two games, really like the early returns on Cowboys second round pick Marshawn Nealon. Still putting it together as a rusher, but already looks like a plus run defender. Strength,
yes,
plus twitch really pops, which is kind of everything that you were hoping for and still could hope for from Mozzie Smith. And that's great if he can get to the quarterback. We all agree on that. But if you can stop the run at even an average level, let alone a plus level, well, welcome to the team. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Strength is the first thing that really stands out because I've seen him push people back, you know, push tackles back. You can't block him with a tight end. You're going to have to do a couple different things with him. But he does push people back into the play, and I like that. It's the next phase for him. And Broaddus has said this, and that's really where it stands, is can he add moves? Can he play well with his hands so that he can get tackles off of him and make plays on the quarterback? That's the next phase for him because he's doing well in the run defense part of it. He collapses plays. He makes things happen. There was a moment where he kind of got pushed out like early in the game,
yeah,
and there was a run his way. But from there on, he was really good. I really like what they – that's a second round draft pick that a lot of people were like, who? And here you are watching him play, and you're like, now I know what Will McClay and, sure, and staff were looking at.
So in case you're keeping tabs on these type of things, the Dallas Cowboys are, in fact, victorious 27-12 over the Raiders.
Are we catching up now to Baltimore in preseason wins?
I mean, well, you would only be one
Baltimore never lost,
behind,
still,
right? So they're 1-1 again. Don't know if you care
if
about
you start
such
off
things.
0-2, your percentages of making the playoffs.
No, that is in the regular season. That is not in the preseason. Oh. Didn't the Cowboys go 3-1 in the 1989 preseason? Then they went 1-15.
It didn't matter. Just like Emmett didn't matter in 93.
They scored two touchdowns. I mean, like Trey Lance scores two touchdowns. Last week we were like, is a touchdown ever going to happen in the preseason?
Sure.
I feel like it is like, what is going on?
They threw and ran.
They were able to manufacture two touchdowns. Yeah, it was a really nice pass in the end zone. That was one that I really liked there. And then there was the run, the breakaway. Flournoy, if you get a chance to go rewatch the Flournoy touchdown, he makes a move that just basically broke the cornerback inside. He didn't know what to do. Once he made that move, then he easily got to his corner. And that's a pass, Kevin, that we've seen Trey Lance fail over and over, yeah, and over at. And he looked really comfortable throwing that. Obviously, he was wide open. Like, being as wide open as he was a huge factor. But he made the play, and it was really nice to see that from him.
I want to throw this out there because I know people ask these questions specifically about Trey Lance. It's because some Cowboys fans out there, not saying that this is the way to go whatsoever, but some Cowboys fans out there are like, man, he was a top pick in the NFL draft. Maybe if he moved on from Dak, he would live up to all that promise and he would be the magical quarterback that we were waiting for. I'm not saying any of that's going to happen, but in case you wonder why so many people are fascinated with Trey Lance as opposed to like Cooper Rush, who's your actual backup quarterback, I think that's got to be why.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.